Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Yisro Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our fifth installment of Halachos of Food Preparation on Shabbos. What we've discussed in the last two installments is kind of complicated. I'd like to illustrate the points a little bit further by some actual examples. Hope I don't belabor any of the points too much. So let's imagine a lot of this stuff is going to get more complicated as we proceed through other halachos. So let's just restrict ourselves a little bit. You have a pot of chicken soup that you want to serve Friday night. You don't only want to serve the contents of your pot. You have some complimentary things you want to add to the soup. You don't want to just serve it on the table and let people put it in their bowls for themselves. You want to put it in their bowls in the kitchen and then bring it in. So you actually slightly changed the case. You want to put the item in the pot itself. Sorry about that. You want to put the item in the pot itself. Maybe it'll make more sense as we proceed through the series. You take your pot, you take it off of the blech or whatever heat source you have it on, and now your hot pot of soup is sitting on the counter. You have two different things you would like to put in the soup. One thing you would like to put in the soup is cooked noodles or matzo balls, certainly cooked in hot water. Another scenario that you want to put in the soup is baked croutons. Okay, so let's just think this one through. Now, take as a given for now. Hopefully, it'll make more sense next week why I'm saying this. But take as a given for now that even though your pot of soup, which again, the contents are very hot right now, they're way above Yatzo lettuce bow. Even though your pot of soup is no longer on a heat source, halachically, that pot has the capacity to cook something right now. In other words, if I were to put a raw piece of chicken, I don't know if it's a good idea, but if I were to put a raw piece of chicken in that pot of very hot soup on your counter, that would be considered to be cooking the chicken at this juncture. So your noodles versus your baked croutons, different, the same. So if you think about what we've been discussing the last 2 days, you'll appreciate it's a very different story. Scenario number one is noodles. How did I make those noodles? I made those noodles in hot water. What's the halacha category for that, for the preparation of those noodles? Bishul. If I put those noodles in my pot of soup, if in any way the soup impacts the noodles, what's the mode by which it impacts the noodles? Bishul. It doesn't matter that it's not the same liquid. It doesn't matter that it's not even the same type of liquid exactly. The noodles were originally cooked in hot water, and now I'm and they were fully cooked. That's very important. They were fully cooked in hot water, and now I'm placing them in a pot of hot soup. The noodles are a solid. Ein bishul acher bishul. No problem. There might be an issue with putting them in the pot while the pot is still on the heat source. God willing, we'll get to that later in the series. Now, while we're still on the noodles, just think about a moment more. Let's say the noodles are still wet. Let's say I made the noodles earlier Friday afternoon. They weren't sitting in my refrigerator. They're still wet, and there's really a lot of liquid. When I pick up the noodles, my hands get wet, literally straight out of the colander. So now I don't have a concern about the noodles, but I have a lot of concern about the liquid that's on the noodles, because that liquid, let's say for the sake of this example, is cold. I put those noodles with the liquid on them in the pot of soup. I'm cooking that liquid. And when it comes to liquid, yesh bishul, acher bishul, there is a problem. Okay. So practically speaking, it would mean that I would have to be confident that the noodles were dry. Maybe another time we could talk about what dry means exactly for these purposes, but for now, let's go with common sense that it's dry. Now, let's talk about the baked croutons. The baked croutons means you didn't fry them, you didn't cook them in liquid, just prepared through exposure to heat. Or maybe you're going homemade. You have this wonderful challah that you made a while ago and you had some leftovers, so you decided to take some leftover pieces and cut them interestingly and maybe toast them and maybe even put some spice in them, whatever. But all of it was just dry heat, not in the context of liquid. Yesh bishul acharafia. If I have a baked item and I expose it to hot water now, that's considered significantly cooking it, significantly altering it and affecting it. So those baked croutons, if that pot of soup is still hot and it's a kli rishon, which we'll explain next week, that could very much be a question of a problematic cooking on Shabbos. So this is some of the examples having to do with bishul and afia and solid versus liquid. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.